Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, pemerintah federal Australia mendorong untuk menghapus perbatasan COVID-19 seperti persyaratan untuk kasus kontak dekat hingga karantina. Namun, di latar belakang, para ahli kesehatan memperingatkan, sementara banyak orang Australia tampaknya kurang khawatir tentang virus corona, kasus terus meningkat dan mereka mendorong tingkat vaksinasi booster dijadikan lebih tinggi. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Tom Canetti untuk SBS News. Sementara pemerintah federal Australia mendorong untuk menghentikan langkah-langkah karantina dan penguncian COVID-19, para ahli kesehatan memperingatkan bahwa virus ini masih terus meningkat dan masih harus ditanggapi dengan serius. Banyak warga Australia sekarang bergantung pada keakuratan tes antigen cepat untuk kembali ke tempat kerja mereka. Profesor Catherine Bennett, Ketua Epidemiologi di Deakin University, memperingatkan terhadap ketergantungan yang berkelebihan pada rapid antigen test atau RAT itu karena masalah akurasinya.
The RAT tests approved in Australia all have, on paper, a really good sensitivity or accuracy, detecting 80% or more of cases. But in reality, we know it's a lot less than that, particularly in home use. And also other things like how the tests have been stored, whether people have consumed food or brushed their teeth in the half hour before the test, all of those things can also impact it. And people have had trouble reading the results as well. So all those things in the real world reduce that accuracy, and I think possibly down to somewhere like 60%, so you might be missing 30 or 40% of cases on that first test.
Bennett mengatakan, gejala COVID-19 harus selalu mengesampingkan hasil RAT positif, dan orang-orang yang memiliki gejala itu harus tetap dikarantina daripada kembali ke tempat kerja mereka.
If you use these tests multiple times, so if you have symptoms or you've been exposed and you test and you get a negative result and then you test again, you're less likely to keep missing it every time. So repeat testing will pick up more, but at the same time, each time an individual test is done, we know it could be missing 1 in 5, that 20%, but in reality it might be more like 1 in 3. There might be a third of cases or more that are missed. So we have to bear that in mind. Symptoms always should override test results, so that if you have symptoms and a test result comes back negative, then you'd still be assuming you have COVID until you rule it out.
Sementara hampir 90% dari semua warga Australia telah menerima 2 dosis pertama, namun tingkat suntikan booster masih di bawah 50% dari populasi. Profesor dan dokter anak penyakit menular Robert Boy mengatakan dengan pelonggaran pembatasan pemerintah dan potensi ketidakakuratan RAT yang diterapkan secara tidak benar, ia menganjurkan bagi warga Australia yang belum mendapatkan booster agar segera mendapatkannya.
It's known very clearly that if you had the third dose, you're extremely low risk for being hospitalized and dying. The risk of hospitalization or death if you had your third dose is at least 10 times lower. And I'm personally very grateful that I had my third dose at Christmas time, and anyone who's only had 2 doses so far and is waiting to get the third should do so with alacrity.
Dr. Boy mengatakan booster kedua tersedia mulai 4 April akan lebih bermanfaat bagi warga Australia dengan sistem kekebalan yang terganggu. Ia mengatakan jika selama musim dingin booster tambahan itu menunjukkan hasil yang substansial, maka Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation atau ATAGI akan mempertimbangkan rekomendasi pemberian booster secara lebih luas untuk populasi umum.
So the second booster is extremely relevant to people with poor immune systems, people with immunosuppression. There's 500,000 Australians who've got cancer or had chemotherapy, high-dose steroids, bone marrow transplant. Those people would benefit from that fourth dose, as would people aged 65 and over who have immunosenescence. Their immune system is getting old. And for them, the fourth dose is also relevant. It's available from April the 4th. It will provide greater and stronger protection for a longer period of time.
Profesor Michael Toole dari Burnet Institute memperingatkan agar tidak mengabaikan bahaya COVID, meskipun gejala umumnya sudah mereda dan tingkat rawat inap di rumah sakit dan kematian terus menurun. Ia mengatakan COVID jangka panjang atau long COVID akan menjadi masalah bagi sistem kesehatan, dan 1/4 pasien COVID-19 kemungkinan akan mengalami gejala yang berkelanjutan.
It now looks pretty clear from the overseas data that around 25% of people will end up with long COVID. And that's probably the same in children and adolescents. So those people will have problems going back to work, coping with their schoolwork, and will be a burden on the health system. So we shouldn't just be looking at deaths as an outcome of this infection.
Profesor Tull mengatakan tes PCR lebih dapat diandalkan daripada RAT dan ada berbagai tingkat akurasi di antara RAT yang berbeda yang disetujui oleh Therapeutic Goods Administration. Ia juga memperingatkan sementara banyak warga Australia tampaknya kurang peduli tentang COVID-19, namun kasus di Australia masih terus meningkat.
Last Thursday, but take note that the weekend figures are always low, partly because fewer people get tested at the weekend, and partly because there's a bit of a delay in reporting from the laboratories. But if we go back to last Thursday, the country reported 63,000 cases. Now, that was the highest since early February. So there's definitely been steady increase in the number of cases.
Nah, pendengar, itulah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai keadaan COVID di Australia yang disusun oleh Tom Kennedy untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.